Back in studio for your Tech Talk Tuesday discussion. Tienis Jante van Rensburg of bandwithblog.co.za. Tienis, welcome back.
Thank you.
Hot topic at the moment, solar panels, right, harvesting energy from the sun. And there's some new tech or findings around solar panels specifically?
That's right. So generally speaking, it's not only topical in South Africa, obviously, with load shedding and people starting to think about alternative ways to get off the grid. Obviously, solar panels being a major source of that. But it's an issue worldwide as countries and people all over the world are trying to move more into renewables. And the sun is the most abundant source of energy we have. We're just not tapping into it properly. So we've got these photovoltaic panels that everybody uses around the world. They're used in different ways. Solar energy has moved on in the solar towers. I don't know if you've seen where it's essentially mirrors pointing towards a tower and it boils a metal liquid to generate power. And it's a lot more efficient than just normal panels. But it obviously doesn't work for everyday people and we need more efficient, better panels. And there's a couple of breakthroughs that are starting to come through. This panel or this type of cell is called perovskite. Never heard about it before, but it's making a lot of waves now because it seems to have a lot of potential. Okay. And we're only starting to scratch the surface. So theoretically, it's more powerful, it's cheaper, it's less energy intensive to produce in the first place, and it's also thinner and lighter than the current panels. And crucially, kind of like you've got bendable screens, it can bend these panels as well.
Okay.
So there's a lot of people saying this is great news because we can use it on car roofs, to generate power there. You don't have to put it on a very specific place on your roof. It can bend around surfaces. So it can be a lot more efficient going forward. And there's a lot of hype around this because people have been using photovoltaic cells for decades.
Look, it's installed, but I mean, it's a mission. It's a flat surface. It's hard, you know. Like you said, you can't bend. And the thing is, solar panels are great. They really are great. But I mean, I don't think we get the most out of them because of the technology. But with something like this, imagine rolling up your solar panel and popping in your car boot and you know where you're going to go. I think that's pretty cool. So does it work in the same way, principle, or just with different components?
It's the molecular cells inside the panels are different, but theoretically, yes, they work the same. So they capture those photons, and that can then be converted into energy. So if you can think about it like the current photovoltaic cells, they are kind of your everyday car. You know, they can do pretty much everything. It's practical. You can go from A to B. You can even do a little bit of off-roading if you like with some cars. Whereas these perovskite cells are more seen like tuned race cars. So very specifically built, very kind of fine-tuned for very specific conditions like a race car on a racetrack. So these cells, they work very, very well in controlled environments. And they're also really good at not breaking and bending under stress, under load.
Right.
So you can imagine in a place like South Africa, very, very hot sun, and then a couple of hours later, you know, it's storming and it cools down rapidly, and that has a tendency to actually hurt photovoltaic cells. Not break them, but it makes them less efficient over time, and that's why they only have a 5 to 8 year lifespan. Whereas these ones are said to be much more kind of fine-tuned for exactly this purpose, and they should last, you know, 15 to 20 years and not lose their efficiency over that time.
Look, and I'm hoping that, you know, with what you're saying, you know, building these and getting materials is a bit cheaper than we know now. So in the long run, we could see a viable energy solution via these, what do you call it?
Perovskite. Yes.
Solar panels. All right. But for now, I think we're all going to just be happy with the ones that we have on our roofs.
If you can find it.
If you can find it, I don't know. ETA, do we know anything?
The waiting list in most solar companies around the country is about 10 to 12 weeks minimum.
Yeah.
A lot of people are now making that shift, and they just can't bring it in through the ports quickly enough.
Well, the seed has been planted. So exactly. Nou weet julle, daar buite, daar is iets nuut aan die kom. So just, hold on to that thought. Who knows? Hopefully we can see it soon here in South Africa. Lekker, Tienis, dankie.
Thank you.
That's your Tech Talk Tuesday here on Smile FM.